today, live from the Summerlee's Beach at Bude with Paul Burnett.
I have been stung by a wasp. Get this, I swallowed it, and it stung me on its way down. The naughty little swine of a thing. However, I'm sucking on an ice lolly in order to try and bring the swelling down, and my head is shrinking. Great. The taste of honey starts us off with boogie oogie oogie.
Taste of honey here in lovely Bude, where the sun is shining, there's not a cloud in the sky, and it really is just idyllic, I think is the word that comes to mind. And there's one or two people with no clothes on, otherwise known as Nude and Bude. Nude and Bude and Bude. We're going to have one or two of those people up on stage for our competitions, which is today, of course, Hit Singles. We're playing this right now for the lads of the 1st Burcott's Scout Troop, Nottinghamshire, here today.
Gillian Moore. meet me like a brother would. I think I remember, cause it's twice as good. Like how cool the rum is from a silver tray. I'm thirsty to be thirsty in Montego Bay. Sing out! Red. Still feel the motion laying home in bed. I tell you it's hard for me to stay away. You ain't lived till you've been down on Tigre Bay. Sing up!
Sugarcane and Montego Bay. My goodness, I've worked with a frog in my throat before, but never anything like quite like this. It's given me quite a buzz. Now then, we've got a banner being held aloft there. It's on a huge sheet. And it's for the GHH. And it says GHH rule, okay. And it's from Annette and Jackie and Mark and Anna. And I think that's Grittle is over at the bottom there. I'm not quite sure of that. Being held aloft by two rather buxom wenches. That's all I can do to bring myself to look at the banner. Now, let me tell you where we are. We're on the grassy slopes above Summerlee's Beach, a beautiful stretch of sand with changing huts. Mind you, I've been watching them for 10 minutes and haven't done a thing yet, but anyway. There's cafes and a huge swimming pool built into the rocks. It's washed by the sea every day, and there's no charge for using it. And if you do want to use it, it's the second door on the left. It's over there. There we go. You can see it from where I'm sat here.
Shoulders, you turned and you looked my way. Oh, you would have died and you'd have spent me alive if I'd have said what I wanted to say. So being polite, so what you doing tonight? You said, just so happens I'm free. You got all the right curves and all the right words, and that's all right by me. Oh, Carol, you got me in my heart away. You got me counting my night. So I'm floating on the Milky Way. Oh, Carol, nobody's done it before. Oh, baby, you've opened the door. Oh, Carol, you can do it some more. Well, if you're ready for this, when we started to kiss, you said, hold on a minute or two. Well, naturally, I knew it couldn't be me. I said, baby, what's troubling you? I'm not 16, if you know what I mean. So we sat and we talked for a while. But when we finally kissed, you know she didn't resist. And I must say, she did it with style. Oh, Carol, you got me
baby, you've opened the door. Oh, Carrie, you can do it some more. All right. Saw you walking my way. So not you long, I bet you get what you want. So why and I ain't losing today. Oh, Carol, you got me eating my heart away. You got me counting my nights today. Oh, I'm floating on the Milky Way, yeah. Oh, Carol, nobody's done it before. Oh, baby, you've opened the door. Oh, Carol, you can do it some more. Oh, Carol, you got me eating my heart away.
Oh, Carol.
You got me counting my nights.
From Smokey.
Oh, I'm floating on the
You know, yesterday we travelled still further southwest. If you look at your map, we travelled through Barnstable, across the River Tor, and down the sandy estuary of the River Torridge, past Cloverley into Cornwall, passing the great twin aerial dishes at Kilkhampton, I think that's what it's called. Anyway, it's used for tracking communication satellites. It's very ominous, I must say. With space age stuff. And down this lovely little resort of Bude. Beautiful place that everybody's really enjoying, because there's a lot of holidaymakers. In fact, there are far more holidaymakers than there are locals here today. It's that kind of place. It's only small. Except in the summer months, when you talk about the population figures, which are quite incredible. A lot of surfing here, of course. A lot of surfboards. This is Blondie and their brand new one called Picture This, if you can. Town that Blondie and Picture This. Incidentally, I do believe that Tony Blackburn was down here this time last year at Bude, and he was telling me what a great time he had. And of course, he's more of a skateboarder than a surfboarder, and in fact he went up to a
a surfboarding fan with his skateboard, and he said, do you not find that the salt water ruins your wheels, you know? A fool. Yes, wishing you were here. Holidaymaker's request to the folks back home. For example, for Colin in Bidwell, Norwich. From Mum and Dad and Teresa, Stuart and Tony, wish you were here. And to all the Paddington sixth formers. Hi from Cush and Julie and Kiki, and hope the exams went well, especially a Cornish hi to all parents and all amigos in London, India and the West. Probably mean Reading. And one more in our miss you and wish you were here messages spot. Would you please play a record for my husband Tony and his workmates who are slogging away in this hot sunshine? My brothers and sisters in Bude, in Plymouth and London and Kent, and my mum and little baby Kelly, with lots of love from Pamela Hewitt, or Howitt, of 24 Bramble Hill in Bude. My voice changing. I think it is. It's got quite a husky quality. I quite like it. I'll swallow more wasps. I'll try bees next time. This is nice. A nice, gentle sound. We like to play a gentle record every time we're on the road show, so that the person sat next to another person can find out which chalet she's in.
One look at you, and it was plain to see you were my destiny.
With arms open wide, I threw away my pride. I'll sacrifice for you, dedicate my life. Where you need,
come on, baby.
Always there in time of need.
And when I lose my will, you'll be there to push me up the hill. There's no looking back for us. We got love, sure enough, that's enough. You're all I need to get by. Like an eagle protects his nest, for you I'll do my best. Stand by you like a tree and dare anybody to try and move me.
Darling, in you I found strength while I was torn down. Don't know what's in store, but together we can open any door.
Just do what's good for you. Come on, darling.
Thank you. fresh of success. Release a constipated mind. I'm like a gourmet in a skid row diner, a fitting menu for a dinner tempted.
CC and life is a minestrone. Well, it's full of surprises, that's for sure. That was a two in a row spot. Before that, you heard Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams and You're All I Need to Get By. Well, the reason we had two records in a row, which we don't normally do on the road shows, because while those were playing, I was at the back of the caravan having an injection, an antihistamine or a histamine injection. I don't know exactly what the medical term is, but my grateful thanks to Dr. Eames. I must confess, Dr. Eames was in the audience here today, and I must confess that I've always had a hankering to shout out, you know, is there a doctor in the house? Although it's a bit awkward with the fact that we're outdoors, but it certainly was quite dramatic and exciting, and I've had the inoculation, and he said it will make me a bit sleepy. He obviously doesn't know the way I work. He won't notice the difference. Thank you very much, Dr. Eames, and here are the Motors. If I do fall asleep halfway through the show, I will rely on the crowd here in Bude to wake me up again. You'll do that, won't you? You wake me up again? Great. Right. Just do it by shouting. Don't throw things, please, a brick or anything. Forget about you.
Thank you.
Promoters and Forget About You. That's a Radio 1 News spin on the Virgin label, and I was telling you earlier on about how small the population of Bute is in the winter. It's 5,600. It's about 220 miles from London, and it was Britain's first surf life-saving club. The foundation of the very first surf life-saving club was formed in Bute in 1953, and indeed the beach where we are right now, very near where we are, Crooklets Beach, is ideal for surfing, and in fact a lot of it is going on at this very moment. It's also famous for its shipwrecks. In 50 years, more than 80 ships were wrecked on this bit of coast. And that was about 100 years ago. So hopefully things have improved since then. Just behind the beach is a building known as the Castle. It certainly looks like one. It was built about 130 years ago by Sir Goldsworthy Gurney, one of the Gurneys of Bude. He was an eminent engineer and inventor. Among other things, he invented a hearing system for large public buildings. The House of Commons, for instance. He also invented the Bude light, which was installed in fact, most lighthouses. So, no doubt that had a contributory factor in cutting down the shipwrecks off this coast. We're going back in time now with Cliff.
Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Well, take a look at her hair, it's real, and don't believe what I say, just feel. Lock her up in a trunk, so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her, just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Lock her up in a trunk, so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her, just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye, and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll.
Yes, going back in time there, Cliff Richard got to number one in August 1959. Nobody here remembers 1959, I know that. But anyway, living doll it was. And what else was I telling you about? Oh, yes, I was telling you about that famous person, the inventor in this local area. Of course, the famous Sir Goldsworthy Gurney. He also made the first mechanical vehicles to run on our roads. Steam coaches, they were called. And in July 1829, he drove one from London to Bath and back again at 15 miles per hour. And on a Friday night, he hasn't really improved much on that, I'll tell you. The traffic all coming down to this beautiful part of the world. We'll be coming back with you in about, a minute and a half from now. Because right now, 11:30, it's news time.
Radio 1.
Live from Bude in Cornwall on a beautiful sunny day. Here is a former number one sound, John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John.
And I'm losing control.
Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. And you're the one that I want. Well, we have some more dedications. As usual, written on some strange objects. Though there's nothing strange about, of course, a Royal Navy hat. Although to have a request written on one is rather unusual. Please play a record for all the sailors of HMS Drake and all the staff at the Imperial Hotel back in Barnstable, in fact, where we stayed. Well, I certainly stayed last night. I had a great time at a disco in Barnstable last night. I want to thank everybody who came along, and Terry, the DJ there. Thank you very much, Terry. Super nice. Warm? It was warm. I should actually be about 16 stone if it wasn't for discos in summer. Right, here's another dedication that is written on a card that says, "A little bird told me," and then it goes on to say absolutely nothing. However, oh yes, it says that Paul Burnett was in town and was such a gentleman he could not possibly refuse to play a request for all the hard-working staff at DHSS CRI Livingston, Edinburgh. So I hope they're all here and all listening in back in Edinburgh. This is from Miss B, having a great time down here in Bew today. And one final request, written on an airmail envelope, to Ian and everyone in Truro and the Crows and Georgie, Silly's Rule, okay, from Anna, fine. Oh, one final one in the crowd, written on the top of a sort of a plastic sort of lunchbox or something, to all the birds, corner shop, workshop, nuts. For them, and you at home, Grupo Sportivo. One of my favorite records at the moment, this. I do hope it's a big smash.
She landed on my roof, met love from Venus. Her ship ran out of gas, fast flights and off came between us. Flashing girl out of space.
I'll never tell you all.
Future love.
That's right, making future love tonight. That's right, making future love tonight.
It's right if I love you. I'm not afraid to run away, cause I've got the feeling I'll leave you alone. Supersonic lazy love,
I'll never turn it off.
Future love.
Future love,
it's on the rise.
That's right, making future love tonight. That's right, making future love tonight.
She landed on my roof, met love from Venus. My ship ran out of gas, just like love came between us. Flashing girl out of space.
Future love,
it's on the rise.
Oh, thought there was. Beep, beep, love. Grupo Sportivo. It was a funny moment that when the record sort of stopped, all the crowd here at Bew looked at me, I looked at them, and then we shrugged and just let it go. That's what they want to do. That's their record. Well, dedications are still coming up on stage. It's always sad that we have to let so many people down, and we can't play them all, of course. But getting away from dedications just for a moment, of course, holidays are the times very often for romance. And I had a letter from a young lady called Tracy. She was on holiday here at the beginning of August.
and at the Widemouth or Widymouth, is it Widemouth or Widymouth, caravan site? Widemouth. Yes, Widemouth is the way you get, it's where you get wasps flying in. Now it's Widymouth, the Widymouth caravan site disco. She met a Coleman, yes, a Coleman, called John. He's 23, big and bronzed. And she says this coal lorry is often parked outside Barclays Bank. She wants John to write to her. Is he in the crowd? Is he listening? Does anyone know him? If he wants to get in touch with her, he should send his letter to Dave Price, well-known radio producer at Radio 1 in London, and he'll pass it on. So, if that Coleman, John, is 23 years old and is listening in and he wants to drop a line to that lady called Tracy, who we met in August, then why not drop a line to Dave Price at Radio 1 in London, and Dave will pass it on to Tracy. Isn't that romantic? But enough of this. We're concerned with the crowd who are here today, sat on the sand dunes and the grassy slopes in front of us here in Bude. We're going to play them a nice, happy holiday sound. And imagine you're all in Trinidad in this beautiful weather. It's probably pouring down with rain over there. But we'd like everybody to join in on this. It should have been a hit. It was released in 77. It was a record of the week of mine. That might have had something to do with its demise, I don't know. To sing along again. We'd all been coughing and everything and clearing our throats, ready to sort of join in on the end of that, and they didn't come back and sing it anymore, so never mind. That was a sound. Of course, the Trinidad Oil Company. 5705.
But there's no reply.
And I'm not surprised. There's no reply.
5705.
City Boy. And a chart sound. Five, 705 from City Boy. My lords, ladies, and gentlemen, play welcome for
our little competition that we have every alternate day on the roadshow, a thing called Hit Singles. We've got four contestants up on stage. Let's have a quick word with the first of those contestants. Sarah, your last name, Sarah. How do you pronounce that?
Born.
Born. Spelled B-A-U-G-H-A-N. Born. Do you get people all, you know, sort of Borgen and Bayon and all sorts of...
Yeah.
Yeah, but especially stupid people like me. Where are you from?
Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes. How long are you here for? On holiday, obviously.
A week.
A week? When did you arrive then?
Last Saturday.
Weather been good for you so far?
Yes.
Oh, great. You've got a lovely tan there. Are you with your family?
Yes.
Like to say hello to anybody back home?
Like to say hello to me, Auntie Ethel, who's listening at home.
Okay, well, I hope so. Having a marvellous time here, obviously. Right, so, good luck in the competition. And now on to our next contestant, who is Trevor Jerry. Hello, Trevor.
Hello.
Where are you from?
Launceston.
Launceston.
Yeah.
Local lad. That must be a local lad, doesn't it?
Well, it's about 20 miles away.
Well, local then, I think. West Country, that's for sure. Yeah. You're wearing a Grease T-shirt with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. Have you seen the film yet?
No. It's not released yet.
Of course not. Of course not. What am I saying? I always get mixed up with... I'm not well. No, actually, I always get mixed up with that. And of course, the Saturday Night Fever film. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great fan of obviously John Travolta, I'd imagine. You're going to see the film when it comes out here.
Oh yeah.
Well, okay. Good luck in the competition. Thanks, Trevor. Right now, we go over to the other side of the stage where we find Clarissa Gilbert. Hello, Clarissa.
Hello.
Where are you from?
Bath.
So you're here on holiday.
Yes.
First time you've been to Bude?
Yes.
You'd like to come again, I reckon?
Yeah.
Are you a surfer at all? Do you do any surfing?
No.
No? But you've been getting, obviously, a bit of sunshine. You've got a slight tan there. How long have you been here?
A day.
A day? Oh. Thought it was a bit sort of reddish, but, you know, it'll go nice and brown. You bet your life. Clarissa, good luck in the competition. And also, we say good luck to Sharon Derbyshire. But let's find out where she's from. Derbyshire.
I come from Manchester, but I'm working down here, staying down here.
Oh, you're working here?
Yeah.
What hours? What are you doing?
Waitress.
In a hotel?
Yes.
Yeah, enjoying yourself?
Yeah.
When did you start working down here?
April.
And what happens at the end of the season? Do you have a job to go back to? Oh, you're going to stay down here?
Mm.
You like it that much, eh?
Yeah.
Great. She's going to become a Cornwallian or whatever you call them down here. But anyway, thank you very much for taking part in the competition, Sharon, and good luck in that. So, she's from Manchester, but she's calling herself a Bude lady today. Sorry, Manchester. You are from Manchester, aren't you? Yes. Pardon? What's the matter with you? She's mouthing things at me. We'll talk to her later. Sorry, Sharon, you want to say?
Request.
Sorry?
I want to play a request.
You want to play a request?
Yeah.
Oh, right, then say hello then. Sorry about that, I should say.
So, Wendy and Roger, Denise and Gary, Ian and all the staff at the Effort Down.
Right. She's got that off her chest. So we'll have a record, and then we'll get into the competition with our four contestants, where they're given the name of an artist, and they have to think of as many hit singles of that artist as they possibly can. Stand by, right after we've heard from the Ruby News.
So close together, so far we're just friends, but I'm wondering whether am I just imagining you? Do you really have a thing for me? Like I think I see you when I see you smile, and a smile for me. I gotta tell ya, hey, you, I wanna be more than friends.
I wanna be a boyfriend.
8 minutes away from 12 o'clock. That was the Ruby News, and I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, a very popular record here in Bew. And a very fine sound, too. Right, we have four contestants on stage. I'm about to give them a name of an artist who's had many hits to his name. And what we want those four contestants to do is to write down as many of the titles of his hit singles as they possibly can. They'll have 60 seconds in which to do that, starting from when I actually give them the name. Are you all ready? Pens at the ready? No trouble with them writing or anything? All right, then. Stand by for the name. You've got 60 seconds, starting from the name Stevie Wonder. Right, thank you. That's it. Stop writing, stop writing. We're just about to collect those boards and those pens off our four contestants today, and we'll find out exactly who has won. I wonder if Brian Patton, the producer of the program, would mind taking that microphone over to, I think it's Sharon, Clarissa Gilbert of Bath, who is one of our contestants, who we didn't actually say if she wanted to say hello to anybody at home. All right, Clarissa, here's your chance.
Terry Nash. Steve and Tony.
Is that it?
And Misha, Jackie and Glenda.
Oh, she's happy now. Well, we'll wish you luck in the competition. We'll find out right after the next record. I think we can get the crowd going berserk on this one, because that's what's been happening every time we've been playing it on the roadshow. It's only Sham 69. And, of course, if the kids are united...
I think they quite like that here today. That was the sound, of course, of Sham 69 and the Kids Are United. Well, we have a united front on stage because all four contestants got exactly the same amount of results. So they're all going to get a T-shirt each. And a big round of applause from our audience today. They all got exactly the same amount and, in fact, the same titles of these Stevie Wonder records, which is quite remarkable. I don't think it's ever happened before, and we hope it never happens again, because it's sort of not as exciting when you have a first, second, and third. I like reading those out from the fourth upwards. But congratulations, thank you very much indeed. And the next competition we'll be having on stage will, of course, be the Smiley Miley Mileage competition, although when I say on stage, I don't actually mean physically on stage. This is when we get the microphones out into the audience and find out who knows how many miles we've travelled since we left Ilfracombe to get here to Bude today. There's a very happy lady out there. She managed to mislay an 18-month-old little girl because they're just into calling them. And in this crowd, it can so easily happen. A moment's distraction. And where is she? Where is she? But she's been found, and they're both happily reunited over there. Right, we have some dedications written on human bodies. Yes, and there's one I'm looking at right now. And a very nice human body it is too. It says, would you please play a record for Gord and Steve? And it's from Foxy and Sue. I know why he's called Gord. He doesn't want to be called Gordon anymore ever since Dirty John came out. More Gordon is another. I've got some bad news for Gord, actually, and any Gordons in the audience today, because we're going to be playing that a little later on in the program. Want everybody to join in on that particular line as well. Right. This is a beautiful record. Justin Hayward and Forever Autumn.
The summer sun is fading as the year grows old, and darker days are drawing near. The winter winds will be much colder. Now you're not here. Watch the birds fly south across the autumn sky, and one by one they disappear. I wish that I was flying with them. Now you're not here. Like the sun through the trees, came to love me. Like a leaf on the breeze, you blew away. Through autumn's golden gown, love this time of year. Those fallen leaves lie undisturbed now, 'cause you're not here. Softly on my weary eyes,
is to hide a lonely tear. My life will be forever autumn, cause you're not here.
Justin Hayward, Forever Autumn.
Cause you're not here.
Now then, this had to happen. We've got a dedication written on a surfboard. On the top of that surfboard is in beautiful sort of script writing, Judy. So obviously it belongs to Judy. And then in crayon, written all over it, to Judy, Vicky, Gail, Kath and Bill, Pat and Carol, and Ron and Ron and Mudge and Joan and Charlie and Luke and Joanne on holiday from Birmingham and London. Got a lot of Brumbies here today. In fact, we have on all the road shows. Obviously, the West Country is a very popular area for holidaying for people from the Midlands. All right, what about this area? Let me tell you something. It's another well-known and not very well-known perhaps fact is that this is just about near the traditional site of King Arthur's Camelot, where Camelot was supposed to be. Boss Castle and Tintagel. I'm sorry. Tint Angel. I was just... Tintagel. Tintagel. Like that's a sort of medication. What was it? Tintagel. Tintagel. Sorry about that. Just because I got that wrong, I shall now do a poem for you that is all about Camelot. In days of old, when knights were bold and suits were made of iron, whilst on crusades upon their maids they could not keep their eye on. To surmount this hurdle, a type of girdle, of metal, it was felt, would be the answer to their prayers. They called it a chastity belt. So off they went on battle bent, or fond farewells on the porch. But an evil swine, with a clever mind, invented the acetylene torch. Now then, music time, folks.
All my love, all my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy.
When you're with me, oh boy.
A clap along song.
The world will see that you were meant for me. All my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy. The world will see that you were meant for me. Stars appear in the shadow, the shadow is a fly. I feel on your heart, I've never been a bit of love, and it can't have been right. I'm gonna see my baby tonight. All my life I've been awaiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitating, no boy, oh boy. When you're with me, oh boy, the world will see that you were meant for me.
All my life I've been waiting. Tonight there'll be no hesitation.
Kissing, you don't know what you
Don't Do the Worst, Sue. Beautiful. The Sound of Mud there, going back in time, and a big hit of theirs. Got to number one in April 1975. Oh, boy. What's this I hear? Oh, excellent, this. One of my favorite records of the moment. I've Got a Feeling, Patrick Gervais. Sue and Jackie want me to play a record for Kevin and Mark, and it's written on bodies, you see. Unfortunately, they wrote it on... Sorry?
Pepper and Jenny! Pepper and Jenny for...
Kevin and Mark. Actually, it's written all over her body, and unfortunately, she's got such a good tan, you see, you can't really... make it out. Got a good voice, though. Got a voice like a laser beam. Cut across the crowd, no problem. This is nice.
I give you everything.
stitches. And here at the sun-drenched site of the Radio 1 Roadshow imbued, it's time for... And I think we're going to the front of the crowd first, where we have a microphone thrust into the face of a fella by the name of...
Peter Ryan.
Where are you from, Peter?
Doncaster, Burkholz.
Say a quick hello to all the folks back in Doncaster.
Hello.
You having a good time here today?
Oh, we're having a smashing time.
Great. Would you like to give us a figure and tell us how many miles you think we've travelled since we left Ilfracombe yesterday?
Well, we say 49.
We say 49. And I suspect he may have a rough idea of where he was. I'm sure I saw that face at the show yesterday. And here's a lady wearing a Radio 1 t-shirt. What is your name, then?
Marie Pengelly.
You've got 247 on there. In November, you'll have to get a new one with all the new frequencies on. I hope you'll be over to the shop and get one. Where are you from yourself?
Launceston. Yeah.
Okay, how many miles?
47.
47. Right, thanks. And good luck with the guest, if it was a guest. Right, we'll go to the back of the crowd, I think, where we've got Alan up there with the microphone. And who are we talking to? What's your name?
Neil Bennett.
Hello, Neil. And where are you from?
Carlton.
Where's Carlton?
In Yorkshire.
In Yorkshire. A lot of Yorkshire people here today. Would you like to say hello to the folks at home?
Hello to my mum and...
Dad?
No, my dad's here.
So there's no need to say hello to him, is there? You know, right. So hello to mum back home there and all the family and friends, right?
Yeah.
Jolly good. Now, give us a figure.
51.
And he's a good lad there, up at the top of the hill there. And, every time I hear your accent. Right, who are we talking to now?
What's your name?
Tamsin Oak.
Sorry, what was the first name?
Tamsin.
Tamsin. That's an...
Tamsin.
Sorry?
Tamsin.
Well, I'm not going to... Tamsin. Tamsin.
Yes.
Ah, oh, nice. At last, I got it right. Okay, then what about your home? Where is your home?
Seven Oaks in Kent.
Jolly good. A lot of Kentish people here today. What about your figure? What sort of number would you give us?
58.
I don't think we've had that one. We've had 49, 47, 51 and 58. Okay, we'll play one more record and then we'll have some more guesses out of the crowd there. Okay. A little bit of rock and roll for you from George Thorogood and the Destroyers, Madison Blues. The microphones are now changing location into various parts of the crowd. Four more estimates of how many miles that we've travelled since we left Ilfracombe yesterday. And then Smiley Miley will come on stage and reveal all. This is the Carol of West Ham.
You babes, all about your Madison shoes.
And Chris, of course.
We got a thing we call the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues, baby. Rock away your... She told me she loved me, but I know it ain't true. Put on your Madison shoes. Put on your Madison blues. I got the Madison blues. Now put on your Madison blues shoes. Oh. Your Madison shoes. We're doing a thing we call the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues. We do the Madison Blues, baby. Rock away your blues.
bit of rock and roll from George Thorogood and the Destroyers. I think that's a sensational record. I hope it's a real monster smash for him. I really do. That's rock and roll the way it should be played. That's time. Madison Blues, and you'll find out on the Sonnet label. Right, here we are, imbued, and the microphones are out yet again. And here at the front of the crowd, we have somebody by the name of...
Anne Woodcock from Manchester.
Hello, Anne Woodcock from Manchester. Any names you'd like to say hello to?
Everyone at West End School, and everyone at Walker's Green Grocery Sale in Ashton Market.
Right, you should get a free half a dozen eggs for that. What about a guest for our mileage?
53 and a half.
Oh, I say, getting precise there. One more from the front of the crowd as Brian Patton lurches over to a very, very nice looking lady called...
Claire Pendleton.
And where are you from?
Stoke-on-Trent, Staffordshire.
Stoke-on-Trent in Staffordshire. And what about saying hello to anybody? Huh?
My mother and father on Widmouth Bay Beach. Tim and Lindsay sitting behind me, my brother and sister, and Phil, my boyfriend in Stoke.
Oh, boyfriend in Stoke. Fine, fine. Okay, and what about a figure?
52 miles.
52 miles. Yes. Right. So now we go to the back of the crowd where Alan, I think, has somebody called...
Adrian Ford.
Hello, Adrian. Where are you from?
Southwick.
Southwick. Can you hear us all right up there?
Yes.
Are we coming over nice and loud and clear? Because you're quite a long way away, actually. I didn't think the microphone stretched that far. Would you like to say hello to anybody while you're up there?
All my friends and relations at home. And Mum and Dad, which are here. And brother and sister.
Okay. Now then, give us that figure.
42.
42. Okay. One more now, please, Alan. And he goes over to a nice-looking lady by the name of...
Janet.
Hello, Janet. Where are you from?
Ortland.
What's your last name, Janet?
Roe.
Roe?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to say hello to anybody at all while we quickly have some time?
Mum and Dad, Tommy and Kevin.
Yeah, right. Okay. Now then, the most important part of this is the figure you're going to give us.
46.
46. I don't think we have 46. Right, that's it. Okay. We'll have Smiley Miley on stage right after the next record, which is a super sound here. For all the David Essex fans here in Bude.
Salve, salve, Regina. Oh, what a show! Argentina has gone to town over the death of an actress called Eva Perón. We've all gone crazy, mourning all day and mourning all night, falling over ourselves to get all of the misery right. Oh, what an exit! That's how to go when they're ringing your curtain down. Demand to be buried like Eva Perón. It's quite a sunset and good for the country in a roundabout way. We've made the front pages of all the world's papers today. But who is this Santa Evita? Why all this howling hysterical sorrow? What kind of goddess has lived among us? How will we ever get by with our world? Salve Regina, Madre Misericordia, Vita Dulce Respes Nostra. Salve, salve Regina. She had some style. The best show in town was the crowd outside the Casa Rosa de Vangiva Perón. But that's all gone now. As soon as the smoke from the funeral clears, we're all gonna see and how. She did nothing for years. You let down your of people every time. You were supposed to have been immortal. That's all they wanted. Not much to ask for. But in the end, you would not deliver.
It's all set to be a number one sound. David Essence. Oh, what a circus, of course, from Evita. And I played that especially for everybody at the Surf Motel, especially Virginia and Elizabeth Wright, who are great fans of David Essence, I understand. And also to hi to Stephen Clements at West Yelland, Judith Millington at Southampton. And I think it's just about it from the dedications. Of course, we could have done thousands more, as always, written on all sorts of strange things. Talking of strange things, I think it's time that we have Smiley Miley live on stage, don't you? Here he is.
Thank you.
No offence, Smiley. Sorry about that. So then, anything exciting happened between...
No, it's quite a quiet journey.
Quiet journey?
Yes, very yes. Quiet.
Keep your mouth
shut. Couldn't find any wasps or anything.
Yeah, so keep your mouth shut.
I tried to catch it so I could sell it in a goodie, but it got out too quick.
No, I can't say that. Well, half of it got out. Half of it's still in there, I'm afraid. That's a bit of a drag. I don't want to talk about that. It makes me feel all nauseous. What about the mileage from Ilfracombe?
49.
Shut up, Ilfracombe. This wasp won't let me speak properly. Ilfracombe too. It's 49.
It's 49.
Let me have a look at the list. I had it a minute ago. Oh, here it is. Let's see. Oh, the winner is a Peter Allen of Doncaster, who actually said 49. And he looks remarkably like somebody I saw at the roadshow yesterday. Could it be that he followed us here and that's how he's got
right?
Well, we can't argue with that if that's what he's prepared to do. Well, he has in fact won an album called 10 Years of Hits from Radio 1. So congratulations, and Smiley will present the prize. Where to tomorrow?
To Newquay.
What about the total mileage?
Oh, the total mileage is 2,228.
2,228.
Yes, I'm off to Newquay, and that's where it started 6 years ago.
Is that right?
Yes.
Actually, I'm working at a disco in Newquay tonight. Looking forward to seeing everybody down there, perhaps even yourself, Smiley.
I will come along.
I'm sure I can
cheer in, sort of cheer as well.
I'm sure I can get you in at a discount, no problem at all.
I was hoping I'd get in free.
Right, we're going to have a vote on this. I don't know which record to play. I can either play a very nice sort of disco sound by High Tension called British Hustle. Who would like that one played? Fine. Or you can have Jilted John and Jilted John. Now... this is so close. Yes, I think it's in favour of Jilted John. Here it is. And to anybody called Gordon here in the audience today, our apologies. And you're not a moron, not at all. This is the final record on the show today.
With a girl, her name is Julie. But last night she said to me, when we were watching telly, this is what she said. She said, listen, John, I love you, but there's this bloke I fancy. I don't want to two-time you, so it's the end for you and me. Who's this bloke? I asked her. Gordon, she replied. Not that puff, I said dismayed. Yes, but he's no puff, she cried. He's more a man than you'll ever be. Here we go, 2, 3, 4. I was so upset that I cried all the way to the chip shop. When I came out, there was Gordon standing at the bus stop. And guess who was with him? Yeah, Julie. And they were both laughing at me. Oh, she is cruel and heartless to pack me for Gordon. Just cause he's better looking than me. Just cause he's cool and trendy. But I know he's a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. Gordon is a moron. Here we go, 2, 3, 4. Slag, and he's a creep. She's a tart, he's very cheap. She is a slut, he thinks he's tough. She is a bitch, he is a puff. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. Yeah, yeah, it's not fair. I'm so upset. I'm
I'm so upset, yeah, yeah. I ought to smash his face in. Yeah, but he's bigger than me, isn't he? I know. I'll get him made pay to it. He's threatening. Yeah, but Carrie doesn't make the ball, does he?
There we go, the sound of course, Jilted John, and very popular record. A lot of people doing a bit of pogoing there while that was playing. And that just about wraps things up here at the Roadshow from Bude. You've all been a super crowd. Thank you very much indeed. I wonder if you give yourselves a big round of applause for being such a knockout crowd and staying with us all the way through this show. So, thank you. And tomorrow, the Roadshow comes all the way from New Quay at the North Thistle Beach. And if you can make it, we'll be pleased to see you there. This is Paul Burnett on behalf of the entire crew saying thank you, Bude. You've been wonderful. And right now, it's time to go back to London for the 12:30 Newsbeat with Laurie Mayer. Bye.
Oh.